Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today I have Steve, Sharpie, Lauren, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Hiya.
Hey, hey. Hiya. Hello. Hey.
How's everyone doing?
Not bad. I'm doing wonderfully.
That is nice to hear.
I'm ready.
All right, well, let's do this. Tonight we're going to be talking about a little bit of Disney news, so we'll update you on all the goings-on. All right, we're going to start off with Steve, because he's looking at me funny.
I don't have one.
Oh, you don't? That stinks.
I know. I didn't get a news.
What'd you get out of that one?
You took my news topic.
Is your job just going to be to sit there and be cranky tonight? Is that it?
I think it is. So you better watch out. You better have a good news story, Chris.
I have a good news story.
Okay. Well, Chris, why don't you go ahead and start then?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Mine is super exciting. So you know how they have a dessert party over in the Magic Kingdom at Tomorrowland Terrace and you pay about $30 and there's like a big dessert buffet and you get to watch the fireworks. Well, Disney said to themselves, hey, why not do this for Illuminations since everybody loves Illuminations? And so now starting now, and it's going to be Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 7:45 to 9:20. You can go to a dessert party in Epcot at the World Showcase Plaza, which is right in the front there. Can someone else describe where it is? I'm terrible with directions.
I think it's right when it's directly across from the U.S. Pavilion, the American Pavilion.
Yeah, so it's kind of by close to the boat launch, I guess.
Between the two boat launches. The
perfect.
Two friendship launches.
Yes.
I have to say the desserts look pretty good.
And where they sell Duffy. It's by the Duffy store.
Yes.
But anyway, so you can go there, and they're going to have desserts from all of the different World Showcase countries. So,
Cronuts.
Including mini Cronuts. So you can get baklava, you can get pot au creme, you get all kinds of yummy stuff. And it's $49 for adults and $29 for children. It started last month and it goes, well, we don't know when it ends. Maybe it's a never ending thing, but it's only 3 nights a week. So if you want to go, you would just book where you book your normal dining. So.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Well, dessert always sounds good.
Dessert sounds good, but you know what? For $50, I can buy a lot of Cronuts.
That's the problem. It's like, wow.
Actually think that the one in Magic Kingdom is priced a little bit better.
Yeah.
It is priced better. And the food is pretty good, but even then I wouldn't pay for it.
No, I would pay $28.95 for the dessert party in Magic Kingdom. I don't think that's an unreasonable cost. I think when you bring it up another $20, I think it becomes a little bit more unreasonable.
Especially if you have a big family. Like for us with five people, it'd be $250. Well, little ones wouldn't be
that
much.
I think anybody can rationalize something that's $28. I really do. I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. I usually recommend people don't use a dessert or do the dessert party in Tomorrowland. I think even then $30 is a lot of money to spend to have an obstructive view. And in fact, right now the view's not great because they've drained.
The walls up.
Yeah. And it doesn't look good. So,
yeah, I didn't even think about it, but yeah, for like $50, you can get a lot of dessert and have your own party.
You could have, you know what?
We've done that.
We really have. So,
how much can
you eat?
You can also you can also get like, Grey Goose vodka and then get like three more desserts on top of it and still have
money
left over.
Frankly, if you had a two or three of those slushies, I think Illuminations would actually approach being enjoyable.
I agree.
Oh, Illuminations is my favorite.
See, Sharpie's favorite.
Oh,
Illuminations needs to become World of Color.
I just can't take you people to see me.
Sharpie's going to hang up.
Sharpie's about to hang up.
I know.
Seriously.
First, he was not enjoying our witty pre-show repartee, and now
you're trashing Illuminations.
We always trash Illuminations.
We hate it.
Oh, I love Illuminations, and I have to say, I would pay $50 just to not have to fight for a place to watch having to worry about the view. The only thing that would really make it a negative experience is if
Chris and I were there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
I was gonna say if Chris Wood was sitting next to you.
See, I know that you wouldn't pay to be. Yet, I know that you wouldn't pay to get in. So I wouldn't. That's actually another plus. You can get away from
Chris and I.
You can get away from the Illuminations detractors.
I think our last trip to Disney showed me that I don't enjoy an all-you-can-eat experience. I want somebody to say, "Stop eating, Chris Wood." So if you tell me I'm going to spend $50 on dessert and then put me in there, I'm going to have like Ziploc bags in my purse because it's just too much money to pay.
I've actually seen her with the Ziploc bags in her purse.
That's not true. That is not true. I have considered it.
They were small Ziplocs in her defense.
Those shrimp are expensive.
It was the snack size bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think like Lauren, like you were saying, the $50 just seems like $28, $29 seems
I think that's more attainable.
Doable, but when it's $50 a person for adults, it's like, wow, that's a lot of money to have dessert. I'm not gonna possibly eat $50 worth of dessert.
Yeah.
Steve, why don't you admit that even $29 is too much? Because you have never gone to dessert party at Tomorrowland Terrace.
Now we do the private dessert parties and I don't know figure that out per person.
It's probably about 30 when we do it.
Yeah, so right. It's about that price.
Yeah.
And that's kind of nice because you get tables and you get to pick your own desserts that you want and you get a place to sit.
Well, you don't get the variety at those. That's
Yeah, when you do the private ones, you get to kind of be a little bit more.
Yeah, more selective on what you're going to order because it adds up.
Yeah. So on the Disney Cruise Line on the Fantasy, they have a new dessert feature that they have, and it is called Remy, featuring Pompadour's Pâtisserie. It's a dessert experience, and it is only on the Fantasy. It's not on the Dream yet. And, I don't know if it's going to the Dream or not, but it is only on the Fantasy. I know that much. This is an adults-only event. It is pretty much mid-afternoon only on your days at sea, and it's not necessarily going to be every day at sea, so go ahead and check your navigator to find out for sure. And it's going to be on your cruises that have 4+ nights, otherwise you're not going to have a day at sea. $50 per person. Ouch. You get
seem to be hitting that price point a lot.
Yeah, but you get like 5 desserts, and this does it includes a beverage. You know, you can have a soda or coffee or tea. It does include one adult beverage. And if you wanted to have a pairing with champagne, it's another $25. So this could be a very expensive afternoon.
Wow, that's a... Oh.
Yeah.
Is it just one glass of champagne?
Well, it says a pairing. So it sounds like you might get more than one.
Because that matters.
It does, but the verbiage is a little unclear. It seems like you might get more than one glass because it's a pairing.
Does that mean 2 glasses?
I don't know.
Maybe they're pairing it with a dessert.
Or is that a different? Is that a different champagne with every dessert?
That's what I'm thinking, because when you do wine pairings, it's different with each entree or appetizer. So I'm guessing it's different champagne with different desserts. So you have 5 desserts, and there's a dress code, just like there would be for brunch or dinner, and pretty much you have to dress up pretty well for this thing. No
that
shorts.
That would be my biggest deterrent right there.
So no shorts and no sleeveless tank tops, no hats. You can't just dress like a slob. They actually sent me away because what did I wear?
Oh, my Lord.
No, I mean, I didn't even... I wore a nice...
No, I mean, it would just hurt my feelings so much if somebody sent me away.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah, they have the dress code, and you have to look nice, and I think that's about it as far as what I'm reporting on this.
Yeah.
So tell us about the send-away experience.
I want to know about
that. Now that you've put this out there, was it done...
This is like my nightmare.
...very tactfully and quietly, or...
I think I had on a pair of dressy shorts, and I thought I could get away with it. I had a very nice blouse on and a sweater and a nice pair of dress shorts.
Was this for, like, brunch or what?
Mm-hmm. Well, this was.
No, it was.
It
no,
was
it brunch.
Remy,
wasn't it?
Or was it Paulo? Paulo would have been brunch. Remy would have
maybe
been
it was
dinner.
Paulo.
It must have been
wow.
Paulo.
Yeah, but I got sent away, and I looked nice for me. So.
Yeah, but the Remy dessert. Here's my only thing is. For $75, you can dine at Remy, which is pricey already. But for $75, you get a full meal with lots of really good dessert.
Do you know what that would get me at Outback?
I know, but for so why would I pay $50 just for the dessert?
Yeah,
and if
yeah,
you,
I mean, I, totally I might do it once just for the experience,
right? And I do think
for a
that,
special occasion
and the tax write-off.
Yes. I think if you have very exquisite taste, it might be worth it. I don't. So for me.
Yeah. Or if it's something you've done this cruise a million times and it's something different, I don't know that I would do it if I, you know, I mean, honestly, it's expensive to cruise on the Fantasy, you know, because it's a 7-night cruise. So you're already paying a lot of money. I don't know that I would pay another, you know. $150 for my husband and I to do that.
Yeah.
And then if you think about doing dinner at Remy also, then you're looking at $300 for an afternoon dessert function and dinner for two people.
Right.
$300.
On a cruise that
and
already has
pass
meals
out
included.
Miss dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Because you're already paying for the dinner that you're not going to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like Remy for the dinner. If you like some fancy food, it's really good, but I don't think I would do it for the dessert.
I've never really cared much for the Remy menu. It's a bit highbrow for me.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like quality food. Yeah. Paulo is amazing. But I think Remy is just a bit highbrow for me.
Yeah.
I dream about Paulo.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's really good.
Paulo is a deal.
I wanted to do...
For $25, yeah, Paulo's a deal for $25, and it's what you're used to at a high end restaurant with a nice steak or some nice
service is great. It's not that
ravioli.
Remy's not doesn't have good service, but I'm just saying I just think it's more real.
It is more real. It's very uncomfortable at Remy, I think. Again, that's not me.
Well, there's like a guy who tells you about the food you're eating as you're eating it. He's like announcing what's happening in your mouth. He's like he comes over and he's like
does he take the calories too?
No, he like comes over and every time a meal comes and he's like it's like dancing in your mouth. And then every time he comes over he has like some new like saying that he does. It's just odd.
It's a
that wouldn't really bother me. That wouldn't really bother me, but I don't want to be bothered too much while I'm eating.
And
you know,
that's all that guy does. This is not your server. This is like the other. This is like the announcer dude. He comes by like after every little thing. It's not your server. He's like just the guy.
I could see it now. And here goes Steve Griswold. He's taking a bite of a steak. Oh, yes, it's tender.
Yes. Do you know what though? Didn't we all have problems with unrelated? We had problems with our steaks at Paulo, didn't we? They were like
I didn't.
Cooked wrong.
No, mine was good.
Oh, when we went. I don't remember.
Yeah, we had. Yes. Remember, we had to send them back.
Did we?
I think Lisa's was okay, but mine and yours wasn't okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I kind of remember that because you and Steve, I think, did send yours back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, I thought Paulo was amazing, but.
Yeah. Well, they got it right. And if we did that, I know they got it right. I've always had really good. I haven't been shy about sending back steaks when I've been paying $40 or whatever it is for a steak.
Disney, for some reason, often overcooked steaks everywhere you go.
That's always okay with me.
Yeah, I know.
It really is just a greater sign of lack of experience in the kitchen, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
I still want to go to Remy.
It's fun to
I
go.
Do too.
It's fun to go at least once. And we had, when we did it, we got the American menu and the French menu. So we got the French chef and the Victorian Albert chef menu.
So,
and then tried both.
One of you got American and one of you got French, or you both had American and French?
No, one is picked. That... One picked American. Okay. So we picked one of each, and then we kind of shared what came out so we could try both menus.
It was mostly good. I remember something was a very strong. It was Parmesan mousse, something like that, or a souffle, Parmesan souffle. But it was, or foam. It was something very light and fluffy and very strong tasting, and it was good.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but we're going to move on. We are going to go over to Sharpie. You ready for me?
We are headed to Hollywood Studios.
Whoop, whoop.
So it appears as though this spring's Star Wars weekend, they're really beginning to crank up the experience at Star Wars weekends. It appears as though the Jedi Council has met and decided to offer a VIP tour experience. Very exciting stuff. Very interesting things that they've included. You get the best seats in the house for the shows at the Premier Theater, which includes the stars of the saga. So you get to see all of the guests they have that weekend. But then you also get expedited access to attractions like Star Tours, The Adventures Continue, Rock and Roller Coaster, Toy Story Midway Mania, and more. It's the "and more" that concerns me, because there aren't many more really, really exciting experiences to be had in Hollywood Studios. Yeah. But there's also, you also get private continental breakfast at the Brown Derby, reserved location to see the Legends of the Force motorcade. So you get to watch people wave as they drive by in vehicles. Very exciting stuff. Table service lunch inside of Hollywood Studios. And it also includes shopping time at Darth's Mall. I think that's very interesting.
But dumb bump.
That's just how it works. I think the price is high, and I have to qualify that with that tour groups are limited to no more than 40 people, and the guided part of the tour ends at 4 p.m. It starts in the morning, so it start like the guided VIP tour portion starts with breakfast. And then it continues throughout the day. So you're looking at a multiple hour experience at $499 per person plus tax, which does not include the cost of theme park admission. So.
But it does include a couple of meals, and it includes the dessert party, right? With the Symphony of Stars fireworks.
It includes two meals and the dessert buffet. And then you also get priority access to the Symphony of the Stars fireworks show. So a lot of – you get a lot, but you're also paying a lot.
But I have to say real quick, just to interject on that, if you did a VIP tour for the day, it's a minimum of 6 hours at $300 an hour.
Right.
And you get nothing. You get no lunch.
It's actually, the VIP is actually up to $355 per hour.
Is it? There you go. So you're you're getting a lot more.
And where I have to balance this mentally is that I know that Star Wars weekends are absolutely packed. So you're getting
Sell this.
You're getting that backstage access, but you're paying for it. We've done a full day guided tour experience through the Disney Institute with the Backstage Magic tour. And I really do feel like we really got our money's worth out of that tour. And not even half of what is included with this is included. But then again, the price really is much higher. I really do think for the right person, especially for someone who is a big Star Wars fan and really would want access to all of those other events in addition to just the regular public events, I really think that you could get your money's worth out of this event. So whenever you figure that two people could do it for $1,000, yeah, that sounds like a lot of money, but if you are a huge fan or you are married with or married to or in love with a huge Star Wars fan, it would be the perfect ideal gift for them because it really gives you all of that experience.
Yeah. I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
It's expensive, but
you get the breakfast.
I actually think you're getting something for your money.
Yes. And even over the course of a day.
So they have only 40 available each Saturday and Sunday? Is that how it works? So there's one on Saturday, one on Sunday?
from what I understand, there can be multiple tour groups.
Oh, okay.
So you could have your particular the guided portion, but you could also have other tour groups going through that same experience, either kind of on your coattails or ahead of you. So I don't think Disney is limiting themselves to only selling 40 slots on these. I think that. I think 40 is actually just a bit high, because that once you get a group that is that large, it becomes a little bit difficult to manage. Really
20
think that,
probably would be good.
I was going to say, I think 25 or 30 max would be a much better choice. 40 people is a bit much, especially for charging such a premium. But whenever you consider that at $355 an hour, a 6-hour tour would be $2,130. So whenever you, and that's before taxes. Yeah. So whenever you figure in that it's a family of four would be $1,996 before taxes. And that also includes two meals and the dessert buffet. Like you said, Lauren, you really are getting something for it, but you're paying a premium.
A premium. Sure. Yeah. Well, and I think it's kind of brilliant of Disney too, because they're going to be able to control a little bit of the crowds.
Yes.
With that. You know?
Yeah. And the you can definitely say that the experience will likely be out of this world.
Yeah. There you go. Well, and they'll sell a lot.
They'll sell it.
But I don't know, are Star Wars fans, they have money? I don't know if sci-fi fans have money. I guess there's a bunch in every group.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you can't generalize.
Yeah, especially I think there's enough that they'll sell it.
Yeah, especially with something as broad as Star Wars.
Yeah.
A lot of fans out there.
I mean, I know that the dessert, the breakfasts, they went very fast. People were thrilled with that.
Oh, yeah, they had the Star Wars character
breakfast.
That was
really popular.
So they're all booked up.
I don't think they sold all of them. I was able to get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's still availability. But still, I don't know that a lot of people knew about those. So
I'd have to agree with you there.
I think Disney is really beginning to realize how much they can market Star Wars. I think they've been a little slow to realize it. But I think after seeing the massive and growing crowds at Star Wars weekends, I really think that they'll start to market the Star Wars franchise a little more.
Yeah.
Well, I think in general, everything we've talked about tonight indicates that they're willing to sort of offer these different experiences to people. Kind of like, you know, you can kind of plus, you know, like make your trip a little more memorable or impressive.
Well, and we
haven't even talked about the best one yet.
I know, right?
Oh,
nice
one?
Segue. Although
nice,
we interrupted
right?
Steve. Go ahead,
no,
Steve.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, and we don't have to cover it tonight, but we did that Pirates League.
Yeah.
And that's also another way to plus something up. So, you know, you go and you take your kids. So they're doing a lot of things like that that are, you know, added costs. And then they're also doing a lot of things that aren't an added cost with scavenger hunts or, you know, doing like, what is it? Phineas and Ferb at Epcot.
Well, and when you think about it, people... You know, like I know for me and Lauren, people ask us a lot of times, like, what can I do special? It's an anniversary or it's a birthday. And they want something that's a little different than just dinner, which they've done if they're frequent guests or, you know,
fortune.
Yeah, they want something extra, but they, you know, and we get a lot of requests about dessert parties. And as soon as we tell people what they cost, like the private ones, they, you know, shy away. So these are kind of a good idea. If maybe you have a party of like, maybe it is a, you know, 50th anniversary and you've got the kids and the grandkids and everything and you want to do something, but maybe you don't want to pay for that pavilion or that area at Epcot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so this is.
I also think it's great for your people that go back year after year because it's giving them an opportunity to try something new each year, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that that's a really big plus for Disney because Disney fans are true fans that go back year after year after year. And
we're
to give them something new is good.
We're kind of curmudgeons about it. We're like, I wouldn't spend $50. But if it's a big trip, $50, you know, when you're spending $6,000 to stay for a week at Beach Club, $50 really, you know, per person for your group is really not that big of an expenditure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'd still rather have the Grey Goose.
I still wouldn't pay it. I'm with you, Lauren. $50 could buy us a lot of Grey Goose. Considering, you know, I need one.
Especially
and you
if
need
we're
two.
Staying at Beach Club.
Exactly. You know, that's the plan.
Lauren, you are next. What do you have for us?
Yay. So Epcot has this new thing that is going to start April 17th, and it's going to run until September 15th as of now. It's called Epcot After Hours Wind Down. This is right up my alley. It's basically going to be an after hours access to four different lounges in World Showcase. It's going to be from the conclusion of Illuminations until 11 p.m. And they're doing it in La Cava Tequila in Mexico, the Rose and Crown Pub, Spice Road Table, and Tutto Gusto Wine Cellar in Italy. The cost is $35 per person, and it includes like a flight, basically, of alcohol, depending on where you are. And they're going to have like samplings. I know in La Cava Tequila, they're doing shrimp cocktail with tostados and then a tequila or margarita flight. Steve, margarita flight.
That's pretty nice.
In Tutto Gusto, they're doing like cured meats and cheeses with antipasta and Italian wines. So I think it's going to be pretty cool. And I have to be honest with you, I love sitting in the World Showcase area when it's quiet and there's nobody there.
Yes.
It is nice. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And the price isn't bad.
The price isn't bad. It includes, you know, a couple drinks and a snack while the park clears out to be able to sit there and relax. I just think it would be really cool. I'm excited. I booked us already.
How long do you get to stay?
Two hours, 9 to 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And you can order off the menu, too, while you're there. Like, if you wanted to get something else, you can order other things.
Hmm.
Now, you booked it for us for August?
For August, yep.
Now, what did you book for us?
I wanted Mexico, but you wanted Italy, so I booked us Italy.
But you know what? I think I don't want Italy because I don't really want wine.
Ooh, Italy. Can we go to Mexico?
Yes.
Is Italy where we went inside in that nice little kind of hidden area, though?
Yeah, wait a minute. I haven't been there with y'all.
Had the wood table.
Yeah, you've been to Italy.
Yeah, we had the cheese kind of platter thing with all the stuff on it.
And the wine.
When was this?
I didn't go to that.
I don't know if you were with us, Lise.
No, it was just Lauren and I.
Who else was
with us? When on earth did the two of you to go to Disney together?
No, there was somebody else with us. Chris, I think it was you.
No, I would have remembered. I was not with you for this. I have no idea where.
Was
where,
that
when,
AEP,
when was
it? Steve?
It was you.
That was like the last day of an AEP.
I don't remember. I know Lauren and I were
you
there.
You know what? You're right. That was because I remember I went home early. Not early, but I went
so
home before y'all, and then you headed over. It was just the two of you.
No, it was somebody
else.
No, it
was someone
other.
One of the other Pixie was agents was
maybe
with us.
Debbie.
You know
it
what?
Was
you're
Debbie,
right.
Because Debbie flew home with me. It was Debbie.
Yeah. Cause you got yeah okay.
It was nice.
So
it's nice. It's like a little nice tucked away loungy area.
So where is
it's
it?
It's dark.
It's dark. Yeah, and it's got a nice. It's like a little hidden place in Epcot. It was fun.
Yeah, it was right after it opened.
Yeah.
So are we gonna stick with Italy or are we going to Mexico?
Let's go to Mexico.
I think we'll have more fun in Mexico.
I think we'll have more fun because I would rather do a margarita flight than wine. Cause you know how I am with wine.
No, it's a flight.
I love it or hate it.
Is a flight
it's like samplings. Like you get like three or four little samplings of it.
Steve, I've seen you after
Lisa,
one
we'll
margarita
drink
in Mexico.
Yeah, I figured.
I know. Well, these are little itty bitty ones.
Yeah, that's all it'll take.
These are like little thimbles of margaritas.
Chris,
I
you and I
no,
can do shots of tequila, dance on the tables.
And pour salt. Can I pour salt on your hand and then lick it off?
Oh, that would be awesome. This is no longer a G-rated show.
You promise. Come on.
We really are becoming an after hours production, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, nothing the after with... hours Epcot's totally up my alley.
There's nothing wrong or PG rated about two grown women licking salt off of each other's hands. Come on. People do it every day. It's the lemon part that's questionable.
Mm.
Okay.
So anyway, but it's nice to be in Epcot. It's nice to be in Epcot at night. The only thing is when you're in the Mexican Pavilion at night, it's already night.
Yeah, like the Spice Road,
it's already dark.
I think, would be so a lot of fun because
I can't find anything. Oh, we could get Steve to put a sombrero on his head and dance around.
Well, that's true. There's always that.
But Epcot is very nice. And then Italy, it's nice because you get to walk back out when it's all empty. You get to stroll out.
Pretty.
I know. It's really pretty to walk out when there's nobody there.
Wait, what was the other alternative? Why aren't we doing... Oh, my gosh. We should do the UK because they would have beer.
And you drink?
I don't mind beer as long as it's not the dark kind.
I am sure we're going to go... Well, I guess we're not going to go more than
once
because it ends.
Maybe we should book one a night and try all of them.
Yeah, because... Yeah, no, I'm remembering that night at the Grand Floridian when they didn't feed us and they gave us all that alcohol. We don't need
a repeat
of that.
Yeah.
I love Disney. Anyway. Chris Sharps, you were there, right?
Fond memories.
Yeah,
yes,
Chris Sharps was there.
Yeah, let's just say that there was more alcohol than appetizers.
Well,
and
let me tell everyone what happened. We went down for training, and Disney invited us to a little gathering, which was very generous of them. But they didn't offer us really any food ahead of time. The drinks were pouring, and there was some tiny appetizers. So that's not a good combination. Not with a bunch of women and Chris Sharps. And Steve was there too.
Yeah. And Matt was there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Matt was there. Okay, so I'm switching us to La Cava.
Yay. Are you doing that on My Disney Experience as we speak?
I am.
Wow, it's like a live booking going on.
Wow, there's so much synergy going on with this show tonight.
All right, I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring our podcast. And if you like our shows, you can download them at iTunes or at mousechat.net. If you've got any questions or comments for us, you can send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. We hope you join us again next time. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.